Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast with, of course, me, your host of the TalkSport Daily podcast, Andy Goldstein, also the host of Andy Goldstein Sports Bar Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. and the Trans-Europe Express on Sunday nights from Miami. Enough about that. We've got a humdinger podcast. Look, here it is. Look at all the words on that. It's an absolute belter. And we begin with Adrian and Goffey on Drive, on the England squad, on the radio.
Just some of the things that Southgate has said about Maddison make me think he's not going to start James Maddison. I think he's going to go with Henderson because he's loyal to him. I think he's going to go with Rice because he's a big favourite.
Played the last few, yeah.
I think he might start with Mason Mount, to be honest with you. So my midfield three from the selections that Southgate has made is Henderson, Rice and Mason Mount. I can see that happening.
He does like Winks, though. Absolutely loves Winks. But I think he might go for Mount as well. And I think he will go Henderson and Rice as well.
I just need to ask you lot what your midfield three will be, but also clear up something. Harry has just tweeted saying, I've had to pull over. It's infuriating. Ashley Barnes is Austrian.
Listen, tell him to do the research. Honestly. That's all you have to say. Do your research, guys.
Can I just say something? He was born in Bath, which is, I know it's just outside Austria, but it's not in Austria. Bath, in the West Country. Listen to his accent. His grandmother, I think, lived in Austria for a while. He played once for the under-20s, tried to get Austrian citizenship, and they didn't let him. So he is no longer eligible to play for Austria. He's only eligible to play for England. Listen to what I'm saying. He's not Austrian. And I think he should be in the England squad. He's laughing his head off over here, Darren Goff, when I'm saying Ashley Barnes is better than Harry Kane right now, but it's true. What are you laughing at now? It's true. I just speak truths.
Listen, Ashley, what's the most he's scored in a Premier League season? 12? That's totally off the top of my head, guys.
I've got it here. I'd love to know. 12 last season.
Oh, 12 last season. Yeah. What a good guess. He's a 12-goal man. So you want him up front for England to score you 12 goals?
No, it's an all-round game. He may well get... He's got 4 goals in 3 games this season.
Okay, so Sterling has played false number 9. Yep. Yeah. So there's one. Kane.
Well, hang on a minute. You're saying that... I wouldn't pick Barnes over Sterling, but you're not just picking one person up front.
I'm just saying, what's wrong with Wilson at Bournemouth? He's been impressive when he's been in English shirt.
It's all right, but
so who's he getting instead of Aid? He don't get instead of Rashford.
Well, Lingard's
he don't get
in the
instead
strikers.
Of Sterling.
Lingard's
he don't get instead of Sancho.
Lingard is in the strikers.
God, come on, mate. You laughed at that. He's a midfielder, Lingard.
Just
you
saying.
Think he's going to be a striker? He's a midfielder. You're just trying to throw him in there. Lingard's a midfielder. Strikers, they're the 5 best options at the moment.
Let's put it this way, okay? I would rather, whether you consider him a midfielder or a striker, I would rather Lingard was out and Ashley Barnes was in. That's what I'd rather.
What, as a midfielder?
He's working, obviously not, but he's working hard enough and producing enough quality and producing enough goals to warrant a place in this England squad. And I think it's pure football snobbery that says, no, don't put him in. It's the only reason, surely. Is it something against the Burnley players?
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's down to the manager's preference of a footballer. We've gone through that. He obviously doesn't think he fits into the style of football the manager wants to play. He's the England manager. He has a choice on who he selects. The problem we have in cricket now is that the two selectors have the choice in who they pick. Neither one of them was a great player, but they've got the job of picking who they think fits into the England team.
And we've got the job as fans to absolutely rip it to shreds.
Over now to Jim White and Jamie O'Hara. And the two of them were talking to Paul Appleton, who's an administrator connected to Bolton, and he was talking about how complex the takeover was.
Morning, Jim. Thank you. It's a good day. It's a good day.
It's a good day. Jamie O'Hara is with me this morning. He's giving you the thumbs up. He'll come in a second. Paul, why was it the most complicated administrations you'd ever been involved with?
If you've got about a year, I could probably explain, Jim, but it's just a number of very complicated issues. The deal was having to be done. The model that the purchaser had involved the purchase of the hotel as well. And obviously the hotel has a different administrator, so marrying up those two issues as well. But just lots and lots and lots of very complicated issues and having to deal with many different stakeholders and getting them on side and across the line so that we could save this great football club.
Hey, I want to ask you at this stage, Paul, how much did this man, Lawrence Bassini, complicate matters or hold up matters?
I don't really want to say much about Mr. Bassini. I don't think that it's worth sort of any more oxygen, personally.
It was never serious, really.
Well, from my perspective, it wasn't, no. But of course, Mr. Bassini can answer his own questions when it comes to that.
What's the situation now with the staff going forward and, you know, obviously the players and everything? Do they get paid up to date or do they have to accept, you know, a certain amount? What's the plan going forward for them?
Yeah, so Jamie, all the staff and players will be paid, and obviously Football Ventures are in today, and they're going to start organising all of that. But the staff, the players, they will get paid all the monies that they are due, including, you know, monies they're due now for August, but also monies that are due in terms of the time prior to the actual administration.
Paul, what can you tell the many Bolton fans who will be listening to us this morning about Football Ventures? Are they the right people? Are they trustworthy?
100%. I mean, listen, nothing's certain in life, but I know them very well, and they are they're the right people, I believe, to lead this club. They've obviously kept themselves throughout this, but I think it's a testament to them that all this time later they were still involved and they still wanted to complete the sale, because it really was a roller coaster, Jim. I mean, it was an unbelievable few months, and as I said, the fact that they were still there at the end and they were still willing to complete, despite obviously, as I said, keeping a very low profile.
Up until last night, or up until, say, late afternoon yesterday, Paul, were you in the home straight, or did you still have late obstacles to surmount?
Oh, Jim, we were in the home straight on numerous occasions, and then for whatever reason, something would get in the way. I mean, I think it would be true to say that there were at least three occasions when we thought we were ready to complete, and for whatever reason, something got in the way. And obviously, there were some developments over the last few days. We thought we had the deal done on Friday, and then that didn't happen. And we were pushing and pushing and pushing all weekend. It was a little bit quiet, and then we sort of decided to push a bit more. And as you probably saw, I released a statement on Monday morning. You know, I was conscious always of the fact that, I mean, as a fan, a big fan of football myself, I know that people want to know what's going on, but you must understand that I can't really play out what's going on in public, and it's very difficult. I mean, I have to say, every time a goal went in on Saturday, it was like another stake in the heart. You know, it was like, I can't believe what's going on. You know, it's just making life even more difficult, because I felt so much for the fans, you know, for the staff, you know, for the community as a whole. I mean, it's a massive, massive part of the community. And, you know, for the club to have gone down, especially after Bury, I mean, Bury is just horrific. I mean, there's nothing more I can say. I'd like to say, you know, just offer my thoughts for all the Bury fans as well, because, you know, and the staff, etc., because it's just terrible. I mean, even up to yesterday, Jim, it was touch and go whether we would get it across the line, and it was very, very close for me jumping in my car last night and literally having to go up to deal with something that I never really wanted to do.
Now, of course, Drive Time was all about that Champions League draw. But before the Champions League draw took place, Eric Cantona came on stage and made quite a bizarre speech. Although some people thought it was bizarre, I actually know the finer points to what happened. And he went on stage with all his notes on a bit of paper like this. And just before he went on, he dropped the piece of paper and all the words on it all fell off, and he had to clear them all up. And then he just read them out in the order in which they appeared. That's what happened. Very simple mistake. Quite common as well.
As flies to wanton boys, we are for the gods. They kill us for the sport. Soon the science will not only be able to slow down the aging of the cells. Soon the science will fix the cells to the state. And so we will become eternal. Only accidents, crimes, wars will still kill us. But unfortunately, crimes and wars will multiply. I love football. Thank you.
Yes, no, I have no idea either. But it doesn't matter. He's Eric Cantona. He can literally do what he wants, which is proved by having that ridiculous beard. Anyway, let's go over to Drive now and their reaction to the Champions League draw. The champion! Anyway.
Some terrific trips for Chelsea fans. You have to say, Chelsea played Ajax of Amsterdam, Valencia, which is a wonderful city. We've been to Lille, haven't we, on the Euro trip?
There's actually two of those that you can go to on the Eurostar. I mean, that's not bad, is it?
That's good knowledge.
It goes direct to Amsterdam now.
I had frog's legs, didn't I, in Lille?
Yeah, you didn't like it at all.
No,
snails, wasn't it?
Oh, snails, yeah, snails.
You said it was like dried up bogies, I think.
Yeah, bogies, yeah.
Liverpool have got Genk in Group E, so it's Liverpool, Napoli, Salzburg and Genk. Liverpool will be well happy with that, won't they?
Yeah, they will. And so will Napoli after last season as well, and that group of death, as it was called, left, right and centre. Genk were the champions in Belgium last season. And of course, they're famous for producing so many great players and so many players that we know, like Kevin De Bruyne, Thibaut Courtois, Divock Origi came through the academy there as well. But they lost the coach at the end of last season. So they're building again under Felice Matsu. It'll be difficult for them.
It will. I can tell you that Red Star Belgrade have been drawn with Spurs. And this is interesting. Bayern Munich, Spurs, Olympiacos, Red Star Belgrade. And the Red Star Belgrade representatives...
Fist pump.
They punched the air, yeah.
Well, they didn't want PSG or Real Madrid, did they?
Yeah, and I think you look at where they are. I mean, they must think they have a chance of the Europa League, at least. I mean, bear in mind, they beat Liverpool and beat them well in Belgrade. Like, the atmosphere at the Maracanã is absolutely tremendous. The players now have the experience of being in the Champions League and, you know, at least giving decent performances at home in the group stages. Last year, they didn't get beaten by Napoli either. So, you know, they're not to be trifled with. That is a tricky trip, as Liverpool can tell them.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time now to check in with the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. Alan was off this morning. He had a really bad headache. Nothing to do with alcohol. No, it doesn't do that to you. I mean, don't get hangovers. No, of course not. Anyway, in the hot seat was Ali McCoist, and alongside him was Max Ra... Yeah, it was just Ali McCoist.
I discovered this morning that you got nominated for the Ballon d'Or, Ali McCoy, because the UEFA Player of the Year is today, which has been going since 2010. Messi, Ronaldo and Van Dijk, they always pick one extra footballer to go against them. Van Dijk might win it. But But I didn't. I knew you were good, Ali, but I didn't know you were that good.
I have to say, the one thing I did notice this morning when you were, that information was passed to you, there was an element of shock in your face.
Mm.
Understandable.
The first time you came in to do breakfast, I was sitting in for Al, and I had to remind the youngsters here that you actually played football. At least I remembered you played football at all,
which
Ali.
Is very decent of you. Yeah. But there was, listeners have to be aware, there was an element of shock when you found that out. Yes, it wasn't yesterday. And I did mention to you, I'm probably surmising and guessing that competition probably wasn't just slightly as fierce as it is now with kind of Ronaldo and Messi around.
Okay, what year was it?
But I think it may have been a couple of years. I got a few votes.
Oh, stop it.
Yes.
But were you on the not, were you not so...
No, I went to the function. I was at the Lido in Paris and things like that.
Right, what row were you in?
Oh, back.
Yes. You knew when you took your seat you hadn't won it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So when you got nominated...
If I'd won it, it counted as a training session by the time I'd got to the stage. That's how far away I was from the eventual winner. I think, I tell you what, 86 one of them was.
86.
I'm sure Maradona was there.
He must have done all right in that one.
Maradona was there. Gary Lineker, okay. I think, got... an award for top goal scorer. Was he top goal scorer in the 86 World Cup?
Yeah.
Well, there you are, yeah. Okay. So I was hanging about with all those kind of guys.
Not
a bad day.
There are younger listeners that don't realise.
They must know who Maradona and Gary Lineker is, and I'm not accepting. I'm totally accepting it. They might not have a clue who I am.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment here, Ali.
Time to talk a little bit of cricket now with Steve Harmison and Ben Stokes, or Hammy and Stokesy. They're probably not known as that. Well, Stokesy probably will be. I doubt if people call Steve Harmison Hammy, because there's no... Well, I mean, yeah, it works. Hammy and Stokesy.
What was going through your mind going out to bat? You know, did you have a clear understanding that I'm going to bat for the long time? Because you were, what, 2 off 59 balls? And then all of a sudden, your wickets start going around you. Take us through what was going through your mind initially, first up, and then as the day progressed?
Yeah, going into bat in the morning with Joe, it was all sort of, Australia started off the day brilliant. I think they had 4 maidens or something in a row, and you just got to respect good bowling when it comes, and they certainly did. Mm. They didn't offer us anything. And when you're at, sometimes you're at a different stage in a different game, you could have felt pressure from that. But considering we knew where we were at, there was no pressure on us not scoring runs. And... we were absolutely fine and okay with how well that they bowled in the morning, and it was just about occupying the crease as long as we possibly could. And if Australia bowled well, it was whether we were good enough to withhold and not lose wickets.
We've seen Jack Leach walk out, and I threw back to myself when we were in Edgbaston in 05, what was going through the bowler's mind and how you go and you take it all the way down to the wire. What was the conversations like with Jack? Because it seemed as though he knew exactly what his job was.
Mm-hmm. I told him as soon as he came out that we're going to be doing 5 and 1, 4 and 2 if it has to be, which, I'm going to take 5 balls of the over, you take 1. He knew he was there to survive and just, bat for as many balls as he had to, given the chance when he was on strike. There was a couple of times where I thought that, I'd be able to run 2, but, I committed to get into, and unfortunately we couldn't get it. So, I backed Leachy to be able to do what he did, because, we've seen what he did at Lords as night watchman. He went out and got 92, and it's, you have to be able to hold the bat to get 92 no matter who the opposition is. I was always telling him, just be on your bat in case we get 2. And I was telling him, right, I'm going for 2 this ball, or we're going to take 1 this ball. So I was letting him know that what my plan was is that, right, we're going to be pushing 2 this ball if it got to the third or fourth ball of the over. And obviously the first 3 balls I was really looking to attack. So he knew that if it wasn't a 4 or a 6, then he was just going to stand there at the end of his bat.
In the iconic picture, Lyon knew, you knew, the crowd didn't know. That rush, that feeling must have been something you can't describe, surely.
Yeah, I think I'd seen the video that Brody had on his phone from that slow-mo from side on, where you see me celebrating and Lyon falling down. And I think that video really shows both sides that sport can give players in terms of emotion. Mm. Obviously, you had the excitement and enjoyment shown by me, but then also the disappointment shown from Nathan Lyon. It was an amazing video to actually be able to look at. And as you said, the two guys in the video, myself and Nathan Lyon, knew before the crowd erupted. So there was an amazing video, and it sort of sends goosebumps down the spine every time I watch it.
And afterwards, you know, there's talk of McDonald's. How did you get McDonald's?
We got an Uber, and thankfully we had our captain, Joe Root, in the car, who knows the place quite well, so he just told the Uber driver where to go.
How much did you spend in McDonald's?
I actually checked on my phone to see, because every time I'd spend something, it sends me a text. It was like £57.
Back now to Drive and Darren Goff, who apparently once played cricket for a living. Although I don't know how true that is. Here he is talking about Smudger Smith and Joffre, not Jeffrey Archer.
There's bowlers and batsmen who have some great contests over the year. I have some great contests with Michael Slater from Australia, with Ricky Ponting from Australia, with Justin Langer, time and time again, and Steve Waugh. Steve Waugh was one of them. I thought we were going to get out every single ball, and then he'd hit me for 3 fours in the over. He's just one of those players. I got the better of Brian Lara throughout our careers. The two big scores he got, 400 and 300 or whatever, against England, I didn't play in them two games. So I don't know whether I was mentally clear of, you know what I mean? I'd not gone through what some of the other bowlers had to go through, like Gareth Batty, like Andy Caddick, like Angus Fraser. You know what I mean? They bowled him while he was smacking him to all sorts. I didn't play in them games. So when it came to him touring England, I got the better of him, perhaps because I wasn't burnt by it.
Very quickly, do you think... Well, we're all looking forward to Archer against Smith. Looking forward to that. But
I said last game I was upset, but it was out Smith, purely because I want to see Test cricket at its best. I want to see one of England's, with the world's brightest prospects, playing against, arguably, I know people will say Virat Kohli, the best Test match player in the world, best all-round batsman in the world is Kohli. The best Test match batsman in the world on form and runs he scores is Smith. Of course I want to see that contest. But I also want to see Anderson bowling at Smith. It's his own ground. It's his comeback. He's at the weight. He's got the opportunity on his own ground. He's trying to get the 600 Test wickets. I'm looking forward to that contest as well.
And on to, of course, the only reason why you've downloaded the podcast, and that's to hear the best bits from the Sports Bar. In fact, I've got an email here. Dear Andy and the gang, have to say I only download the TalkSport Daily podcast because the Sports Bar best bits are on it. And that's what it doesn't matter, this one. I've got another one here. Andy, keep it up at the Sports Bar, the best show on the radio. I only download... Anyway, you get the idea. Here's some of the best bits from the Sports Bar.
Andy, Jason, you all right, mate?
Yeah, who are we talking to?
It's Nigel.
Nigel. Off you go, Nigel.
Yeah. Well, today is my 24th anniversary of starting work for his company. So I'm now technically in my 25th year of service.
Okay.
And... in the old days, you used to get a watch or something. Do you know what they've offered me?
25 years of service.
25 years.
It's going to be something big. Yeah. We'll have a couple of guesses.
Amazon vouchers.
Close to it. Slap up meal.
Oh, lucky boy. Whereabouts?
Where?
I think it's in Birmingham somewhere.
Lovely. Lucky boy.
That's nice.
You must be delighted, Nigel.
Yeah, well, you used to get a watch, didn't you? Gold watch.
Have you got a watch?
No, I don't like watches, actually. But it'd be nice.
Do you like food?
I do like food.
Oh, there you go. It's perfect.
I suppose I've got the good deal, then, not really.
Yeah. Are you
going to
take?
So, my wife.
Are you going to take her?
You can't get me to propose tonight.
No, we won't. Can you change the location of it?
I can't now.
Oh. Where are you going to take her?
No, it's laid on by the company.
You're going to take her up the bull ring? That's in Birmingham, isn't it? The bull ring?
I'm not a Brummie.
I thought you said you were in Birmingham.
No, that leads me on to what does actually warm you up, actually. It leads me on to the fact that people keep calling me a bleeding peaky blinder, and I'm not.
Who calls you that?
But loads of people, when you go somewhere, you go outside the region, they call, peaky blinders. I'm not from Birmingham. I'm a yam yam. I'm from the West Midlands. I live just outside of Wolverhampton.
You're a yam yam.
And there's a difference.
You're a yam yam.
They're Brummies. We're yam yams.
Okay.
Do you like being a yam yam?
Yeah, I'm proud of being from the Black Country.
Do you know what? Thanks, Nigel.
Have you been to the ball ring?
A yam yam is the only Star Wars figure I'm left to collect. And that's it for another podcasty thing. Well done to all of you involved in listening. Oh yeah, I mean, I say well done. We don't have to do anything to listen, do you? You just sit. As long as it's on, you'll hear it. Unless you've got something wrong with your ears. But then in which case, you wouldn't have downloaded it in the first place. And you wouldn't be hearing this anyway, so it's pointless writing in. Because you'd be... Anyway, thanks for downloading. Remember to press subscribe so you know the rules. It just happens. I don't know how, it just does. And you'll hear more of the same. I'm back, of course, at normal time of 10 p.m. Monday to Thursday on the Sports Bar. And then on Sunday from... Okay, I know I've got to hurry up on the Trans Europe Express from 9 p.m. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.